a sustainable energy-powered greenhouse in Alaska. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. Workers set another steel I-beam in place on the frame of a 10,000-square-foot greenhouse that Mike Kraft is building near the town of Delta Junction in the eastern interior of Alaska.
We're going to be growing lettuce and microgreens and kale in here.
Kraft is a builder and managing partner for Alaska Environmental Power. He's constructing the greenhouse on the 320-acre Delta Wind Farm, where he's erected three large wind generators that produce up to 2 megawatts of power. He sells most of that output to the region's electrical co-op, and he'll use a fraction of it to run the greenhouse lights and climate control system.
The only reason it's possible is because we have electricity coming off the turbines behind us.
Kraft says he'll hold down costs by not buying power from the co-op, which generates about 90% of its power with fossil fuels such as coal and natural gas. Those fuels cost more in Alaska than just about anywhere else in the United States, due mainly to high transportation costs.
This is about economics. Me making a living growing lettuce, the community gets access to organic, local grown lettuce that's super fresh in the wintertime.
Kraft says he's a businessman who's bullish on sustainable energy for both its economic and environmental benefits. He says growing locally will enable him to avoid the high transportation costs that come with bringing in produce from the lower 48, and it'll improve Alaska's food security.
You know, being green pays, whether it's conservation at your house, or whether it's figuring out a way to pull energy out of the environment around you and convert that energy to some kind of an industrial process.
Alaskans can offer that kind of ingenuity to help their Arctic neighbors deal with high energy and transportation costs, says Gwen Holdman, who directs the Alaska Center for Energy and Power at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
So the advantage that we have here in Alaska is we have all kinds of different resources available to us, both fossil and renewable resources. And the specialized expertise that Alaska's developed is integrating all these different kinds of systems and energy sources.
Kraft says he hopes to complete his greenhouse in time for the spring planting season.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.